Title: Lo-Fi Intro Degradation from Scratch for Smoky Late Night Moods Advanced. All right, let's build a proper smoky late night drum and bass intro where the vibe feels degraded, dirty, and distant but still intentional, controlled, and high-end. The whole philosophy today is contrast. The intro sells atmosphere, and the drop feels huge because we remove the lo-fi layer at the exact right moment. We're doing this in Ableton Live using mostly stock devices, and the key move is this. Instead of destroying your whole mix, we'll build a dedicated degradation return track. That way, lo-fi is something you can ride like an instrument and kill instantly when the drop hits. Step 0. Set the context like a Riddle Deed NB record. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. For arrangement, pick a 16 or 32 bar intro. If you want that smoky, cinematic patience, 32 bars tends to shine. Now choose a simple intro palette. Think a moody pad or resampled chord, maybe a vocal one-shot or phrase, filtered rim or ghost percussion, and a quiet Reese tail or sub-drone. Keep it controlled and mostly mono down low. And for now, keep the actual drop drums and drop bass muted. We're going to tease them through the degradation later, like you're hearing the club through a wall. Now the heart of the technique. Create a return track. Return A. Name it Lo-Fi DGRD. And here's the chain order. Order matters, because we're trying to simulate a believable signal path. Filter it, stress it, degrade it, smear it, glue it. First device. Auto filter. Set it to bandpass. 24 dB slope. Start the frequency somewhere around 450 to 900 Hz. Resonance around 0.7 up to maybe 1.2. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB if it feels good. This is the tunnel. The tunnel is your intro mood. And later, opening the tunnel is your tension ramp. Second, vinyl distortion. Set tracing model around 2 to 4. Pinch around 1 to 3. Drive low like 0.5 to 2.5. Crackle around 0.8 to 2.5. And here's the teacher note. In DNB, you want smoke, not comedy vinyl. If your crackle is the first thing you notice, it's too loud. The crackle should feel like air and age, not a sound effect. Third, redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Start at 3. Bit reduction maybe 10 to 14 bits. Start at 12. Soft clip on. This is your pirate radio haze. It adds that digital grain that feels like the signal's been through cheap conversion or an old sampler. Fourth, chorus ensemble. Mode on chorus. Rate super slow, 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. Feedback 0 to 10%. Width 80 to 120. Mix 10 to 25%. This is for wowish movement and width, but keep it classy. If you start hearing obvious chorus wobble, you've gone too far for a late night mood. Important bass warning, chorus and redux can smear phase. So don't send your clean sub heavily into this return. Keep subs clean, mono, and stable. Fifth, saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim output so the return isn't louder than your dry mix. This is glue and harmonics. It makes the degradation feel like one cohesive bus instead of separate effects stacked up. Sixth, optional, glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Set threshold, so you're only getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip if you want. This is subtle. We're not trying to smash it. We're trying to make it feel like a tapish group. Seventh, utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120 depending on your vibe. If needed, use bass mono around 120 Hz. And match gain so the return sits right. Now you've got a degradation return you can automate, fade, and kill. That's the whole power move. Next, we add subtle sidechain movement. On the return, add a regular compressor for sidechain. You can put it after saturator or toward the end. Sidechain it from your kick, or from a ghost kick track that's muted but still feeding sidechain. Ratio 2:1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 160 ms. Threshold so you get only 1 to 2 dB of ducking. The goal is breathing. Late night pulse, not EDM pumping. Now decide what to send into the degradation. Pads and Atmos, send them fairly generously, like minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Vox chops, maybe minus 18 to minus 9. Perk loops and Foley, minus 15 to minus 6. And here's a nice DNB trick. Tease the drop drums by sending just a tiny amount of your drum bus into the degradation return, like minus 24 to minus 18. It makes them feel distant, like you can sense the energy coming, but you're not giving away the clean transient shape. Now we build the degradation to clarity automation arc. This is the money. We're automating the return processing and the send amounts, because sends are your distance fader. More send equals farther away. Less send equals closer and more real. Start with auto filter frequency on the return. Bars 1 to 8, stay narrow, like 500 to 900 HC. Bars 9 to 16, rise to 2 to 4 KHC. Bars 17 to 28, rise to 8 to 12 KHC. Bars 29 to 32, push toward 15 to 18 KHC then at the drop. Hard bypass or hard mute the return. While that's opening, clean up the artifacts as you approach the drop. Automate redux downsample from something gritty like 4 to 6 down toward 1 to 2. Automate vinyl crackle from like 1.5 to 2.5 down to basically 0, maybe 0 to 0.3. Automate chorus mix from 15 to 25% down to maybe 0 to 8%. And automate the sends from your sources. Higher in the early intro, lower in the late intro so the dry signal takes over. Teacher comment, the sequencing matters. A really effective arc is not just open the filter the whole time. Try this three-stage reveal. Stage 1, bars 1 to 8. Narrow, noisy, unstable. Stage 2, bars 9 to 24. Widen gradually but keep a ceiling, like the top end still capped. Stage 3, bars 25 to 32. Remove instability first, then open brightness last. That locking in feeling right before the drop is psychological. It tells the listener something is about to happen. Now let's talk about the drop moment, because this is sacred. At the exact drop, you need the lo-fi layer gone. Options. You can automate utility gain on the return to minus infinity. You can automate the activator off on the whole effect chain, which is often the cleanest. Or you can set sends to minus infinity and let the return tail die naturally, which can be beautiful if you want an atmospheric hangover into the drop, but you do need contrast. If the degradation is still there, the drop won't slam as hard. Now let's add a little jungle flavor. Tape stop or pitch sag moments. Use shifter in pitch mode, but do it on a single element, like a vocal or an atmo, or on a separate return. Don't sag the whole mix unless you really know what you're doing. For a one beat sag, automate fine down about 20 to 60 cents over one beat, with mix around 20 to 50%. Combine with a filter sweep and it gets instantly noir. And if you want pitch drift that doesn't sound like obvious chorus, keep modulation tiny. If you have max for live LFO, map it to shifter fine with something like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents at 0.03 to 0.10 HC for slow drift, and a second faster LFO plus or minus 2 to 5 cents at around 0.8 to 2 HC for flutter. The moment you can clearly hear the effect, it's usually too much for smoky. Next, build the smoky bed with room tone and noise, but do it controlled. Create an audio track called room tone. Use a vinyl slash noise sample, or generate noise with vinyl distortion and print it, or even build your own with operator noise. Process it like a real mix element. EQ 8 first, high pass at 120 to 200 HC. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4 KHC. Then auto filter for slow movement, low pass 12 dB, and automate the cutoff so early on it's more capped, like 3 to 5 KHC, and later it can open up a bit. Then reverb, decay 2 to 5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, low cut 250 to 400, high cut 6 to 9 KHC, wet around 15 to 30. Keep it quiet. You should miss it when you mute it, not notice it when it's on. Extra coach move, sidechain the room tone lightly from your snare. Compressor, ratio 2:1, fast attack, release 60 to 120 ms, and only like 0.5 to 1.5 dB of ducking. This makes the noise feel cinematic, because it reacts to the groove instead of being a constant sheet of hiss. Now let's level up the degradation return with a serious advanced trick. Mid versus side control. Smoky intros often feel like the side smear while the center stays intelligible. That's how you get width without losing focus, and it helps mono compatibility. Quick method. Put an audio effect rack on return A. Make two chains, mid and side. Then use utility or EQ 8 in M/S to isolate what you're treating. The goal is lighter processing in the mid, heavier chorus and redux on the sides. Result: ghostly white intro, but when you check mono, it doesn't collapse into a facey mess. Also add an anti-harshness safety net at the very end of the return. EQ 8 with a gentle high shelf. Minus 1 to minus 3 dB above 6 to 10 KHE. Because when you automate that band pass open toward the drop, the top can get brittle fast. Arrangement blueprint for a 32-bar late-night arc, bars 1 to 8, pad plus room tone plus distant foley, heavy degradation. Bars 9 to 16, introduce a filtered break ghost, like chopped MN texture low pest, tiny send to the degradation. Bars 17 to 24, tease a Reese tail, not full bass, add a vocal stab, slowly open the filter. Bars 25 to 28, hint the drop drums through the tunnel by sending a small amount of the full drum bus into the degradation return. Bars 29 to 32, tension ramp, reduce crackle, reduce downsample, open the filter. In the last beat, do a quick sag or a reverb throw, then clean cut, drop, everything clean, wide, full bandwidth, like the club lights just came on. Two advanced variation ideas if you want more story in the dirt. 1. Dual return system, make return a tape smoke with saturation, wow, gentle filtering, make return be pirate diggy with heavier redux, tighter bandpass, maybe a bit more resonance grit. Automator sends so early intro is mostly digital pirate, later intro is mostly tape smoke, then kill both at the drop. It sounds like the signal is evolving, not just one static filter sweep. 2. Rhythmic radio bleed. Put a gate at the end of your degradation return, and sidechain it from a muted 1/8 or 1/16 chopper track like a closed hat. Set the floor anywhere from minus infinity to minus 20 dB. You get that fluttering signal coming through vibe, without adding more samples or clutter. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't overcrackle. Don't lo-fi the master unless you're beating extremely deliberate. Don't wreck the low end with chorus and redux on sub. Don't forget contrast at the drop. And watch resonant filter whistles. If it starts whistling, reduce resonance or tame it with EQ. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 16-bar intro at morphs from pirate radio in a smoky room into clean modern roller. Create the lo-fi DGRD return. Pick three sources. Pad. Foley loop. Vocal one-shot. Over 16 bars. Automate. Auto-filter frequency from about 700 Hz up to around 14 kHz. Redux downsample from 5 down to 2. Final crackle from 2.0 down to 0.2. Send amounts start higher and end lower. Then at bar 17, the drop. Hard mute the return, and unmute the full drums and bass. When you bounce it, ask one question. Does the drop feel brighter, wider, and heavier mainly because you removed the lo-fi layer? If yes, you nailed the core concept. Homework challenge, advanced. Make two versions using the same musical material. Version A is analog smoke, minimal redux, more saturation and drift, darker reverb. Version B is digital pirate, heavier redux, tighter bandpass, rhythmic gating or micro dropouts. You're not allowed to change the chords, drum pattern, or vocal. Only FX, sends, automation, and layering. Bounce 32 bars of intro plus 8 bars of drop for both. This audio version is shortened for playback.